Yo, yo, yo. Welcome to another episode of No Repercussions Podcast. I'm your host, Brunson. We got the crew on the line today. We got the boy, King Keys. What up, though?
Hey, what up, though?
We got the homie, Mr. K. How you doing, Mr. K?
What's up, though?
And last, but certainly not least, who been holding it down for us these past weeks, you got the homeboy, Smitty. What's up, Smitty?
What up, what up, what up?
Smitty been holding it down for y'all still. Round of applause for Smitty. Round of applause. Everybody clap it up. He been holding this podcast and shit down, man, while I was out here doing something. So I appreciate you for that. So everybody good? How y'all feeling out there?
Feeling wonderful. Feeling great.
Surviving.
Surviving. All right. I feel that. Smitty, you good?
I'm great.
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 He's the man. Great.
Great.
This man is great. I mean, good shit is popping. All right. Well, let's get right into it. So with this topic, me and Smitty was bouncing topic around. And we came up and we wanted to know, and I want to ask you fellas, is what is something you would do sexually with a stranger, but not your spouse? Now, let me preface this. I ain't saying you stepping out or anybody cheating. We just talked about a long, long time ago, like some shit that you would have did with like a rando other than your woman or your wife today. So I'm going to start off with King Keys. I'm going to start off with you. What is something sexually you would do with a stranger, but not with your spouse?
Face fucking. I don't know. I just feel some way about bringing a threesome to my home. So I would do a threesome. Yeah.
So face fucking in a threesome.
Yeah. So face fucking for me, like, it's been a few females that I've done this to. That, you know, that wanted it, you know, when they're comfortable with it. And like, that's the only way I'm going to come during head. Like, normal head ain't going to do it. Like, you got to treat your mouth like a pussy pretty much. So when I can fuck your mouth and you not gagging, like you taking that nut down your throat, just full throttle, like, yeah, you know, I can't do that to my girl like that.
Is that something that you enjoy? Like, do you like that?
Hell yeah. I don't think one man would not like that. Woo. And then a threesome, I just don't want to bring those type of issues in my home. I ain't going to bring it to it. My girl going to look at me like I'm crazy. Like, you want me to fuck a bit? So
let me ask you this, right? So is it like this face fucking, right? Like, is it, if your wife is into it, are you willing to do it, or just it's off the table?
She would really have to show a comfortability with that. You feel me? You know.
That sounds like a nigga that tried that shit once and it was like, nah, what the fuck is you? I would kill you. What are you doing? That sounds like an attempt went bad. That's what that sounds like.
Honestly, yeah. I mean, you know, pause because it's me online, but you know, I ain't no little nigga. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, the height match everything else. So, yeah. You know.
That's what they all say.
Hey, shit. Look here, I'm humble. I let the women talk for it in my past. You feel me? But yeah, some just couldn't take it at all. So it was like, you know, even where I don't know, some females be like, no, you too big for that. I ain't doing that. And some females like, hey, you gotta train it. So, you know.
Where you meet the nasty bitch that tells you gotta train it at? Like that motherfucker, like he was running a marathon or some shit. Yeah, that motherfucker, like that shit was a 5K. You gotta train it, you know.
But I mean, for anal, you do, unless you small, you know, you gotta, it don't stretch like a vagina.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. Yeah. Face fucking the threesomes. That's for Mr. For King Keys. All right, what about you, Mr. K? What is something you would do sexually with a stranger, but not with your significant other?
Does making a tape count and distributing it online?
Wait, whoa. That's pervert. A big difference. That's a big difference. Making a tape is one thing. We've all been there. You talking about selling that shit for profit. Yo, you nasty motherfucker.
So okay. Is it POV or are you in it?
Point of view.
I'll be in it.
I hate POV.
I'll be in it.
It depends on, you know, how you feeling that day with the POV for me. It's like virtual reality.
Nah, that shit is whack.
I would be in it. I'd rather be just in it.
So why are we selling it?
Like, this is an interesting tidbit. Like, you want to be a performer, huh? You like an audience.
hey, don't be out here telling me you got an OnlyFans page and shit. Don't be out here you've been selling man meat on fucking OnlyFans.
No.
That nigga laugh way too cool. Like, yeah. No.
They aren't to me. I gave too much information.
Hey, these people be making their money on OnlyFans. Look. I got no problem with him making money on his OnlyFans page. I don't even
know. Me and my wife thought about it.
What?
All right.
Man doing an OnlyFans page.
Let me tell you something. I don't want to as freaky as you are, that probably would be a good OnlyFans page, though. Like, hey, y'all, man, probably be, y'all
right be saying shit. Some, saying and doing we're some trying wild to figure shit.
Out what we was going to do, man.
Y'all be doing trampolines and shit, have fucking swings and shit. You know, and let me tell you something, Chris. I like whenever I think about you, I think about damn Uncle Elroy from fucking the next Friday. Because I'm next like, Friday. That's what yeah, Chris Room looked like.
Just like that nigga.
Oh, Mr. Nasty Time. Be easy, my back is bad.
And smoking
we
that weed.
We had a phase where we was in the whips and oils for a minute.
Good Lord.
Wow. That purple look good on you, sir.
Ah, oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate you. Rude dog. So, okay. So going back to Mr. K, you said you would do a tape and sell it. That would be your one thing you would do with a stranger, not with your significant other. Why wouldn't you do that with your significant other?
They're not comfortable with it.
See, again, this is
the selling part of it or
the whole thing.
Listen, this is again.
The masquerade mask.
No, there you go. They are doing that now on porn.
But this nigga, this is another nigga that attempted. He attempted some shit, and that conversation didn't go well. And so he's like,
No, I already knew that.
I mean, shit, you know, you can always do like hitting like exhibitionist.
Listen, run the numbers for. Like, listen, this is what they make it on fans only. Like, run the numbers.
They making money, bro. Man, run the fucking numbers. Some shit where y'all face ain't even got to be shown. They got feet fetish.
Yep. Like our hand fetish, all kind of.
I think I want to go in there and just smoke weed.
I mean, somebody pays
me. Might pay for that shit.
And smoke weed and beat off, man. Somebody pay for that shit.
Wow, I don't want to.
Whoa, you took it a whole nother way.
I mean, shit, nigga, you got to get it. You got to. You can't create. Just create.
You fuck around and drop an ash on your dick is over, nigga.
Ah, nigga, so what? You know what's a little? What's
you
a little
smoked part? Naked before?
I have.
Wow. Yeah. After sex.
Look,
during before like when you about to get real nasty with it, you know I didn't burn my dick before.
Wow, no.
And so we're gonna go ahead and move on right over and over to Chris. Chris, what was something you would do sexually with a stranger, but not with your spouse?
Nothing, because I mean, if you can't do it with your old lady, then shit, why y'all together?
But I'm saying, was it like a person? Like, is there a limit to what you wouldn't do with your old lady? Yeah,
I wouldn't spit on Kim, and I didn't spit on some bitches before. I done did some weird shit with like taking my feet and like smashing their head down. I done had some wild shit go down, dog. Like I done literally try to stick my whole fist in the bitch before just because I'm see how far we can go with this wild shit. I mean, you need to have boundaries with a nigga like me. If you don't. We could be anywhere with some shit. I invite one of you niggas into the room and let's get it. Stay up top. I'm in the back, you know. I done been in some wild situations, brother.
It sounds like it. It sounds like it. And
everybody's speechless.
You can, I mean, because this nigga just
right now.
This nigga just tried to tell. This nigga just said he tried to play ventriloquist with a bitch. That
he is fisting hoes out here.
Well, yeah, before we niggas was even into that shit. I mean, we talking about it's like
he invented it. He invented the fisting. He didn't make the remix. He invented it.
That's some wild shit. That's some wild shit. Okay, so you don't think it's nothing sexually you can do with a stranger? You should whatever you have on the table. You do got a limit. Like your
limit. What about level? I know there's some limits though. I know there's some limits. Like
when he says spitting, he says spitting. What other limit?
I have a question for Chris.
Mm-hmm.
How many times have you got burnt, my man?
And you know what? Never. I actually
really
one time, but I've never been burnt in my life.
Really?
Talking that shit like you know you ain't lived unless you got burnt. Then I just be on bullshit. But
so you've worn condoms your whole time when you was out there whoring around?
No, nigga, God just been on my side, baby.
Honestly,
been on my side, man. You know
I don't got burnt a few times.
The dice many a time.
Way more numbers than me.
Yeah, man, God was on my side. You know, but
really, really was.
I didn't go out there a lot like that, but I have.
Them
years where I was at Shark Daddy's house doing some.
Oh, Shark Daddy boy. Shark Daddy was I was a little bit too young. I was a little bit too young to experience that. Had that been a year or two later, oh boy.
I didn't try. I took you.
Yeah, but I was like 13 when you took me. I was 13 when you took me.
You was young. You was real young.
But had I been 15 when you took me, that'd have been a different that'd been a different outcome. But 13, I was like, my eyes is open. I'm like, man, this shit exists. This is This is way better than real sex.
I wish you would have, because I would have tagged along. I'd have been like, nigga.
I think I left a party. You came to your house one day. I think I left.
That was
I
young, think once. Man. Y'all was like real young, bro.
Man, we was real young. Like
I would have been participating.
Shit, that shit was wild, bro. I was like, I ain't never experienced this shit before. Like, man, that's a whole bitch head in this nigga lap. Woo. Okay, shit. So, all right. Well, okay, Smitty, moving on to you. What is something you would do sexually with a stranger, but not with your spouse?
Choking.
Why?
On that.
So I can't, like, something like, okay, no, y'all don't know. Like, I literally have this, like, weird ass choking fantasy. I don't choke a bitch to the bitch pass out.
Do it. Do it. Just have a safe word.
A murder charge.
Listen, get you a defibrillator.
Let me tell you. No, listen.
Start compressions.
Listen. Let me tell you. I know it's gonna be one of those things that go wrong. I want to get behind and just grab the bitch by the neck and just be up in there, just like just choking, just trying to kill her.
Damn,
Mr. Belt. Well, you sound like
get a belt and like then put the belt guy. And then
I don't want, like, you know what it is really though? I don't want to, like, no toys or nothing. I, like, want to be, like, in it.
Physically,
like,
do it.
So let me ask you, like, this.
Hey, the views and opinions expressed by one Smitty on the
When you choke during sex, like, what does it do? Like, is it actually a female? Like, yeah. I've never really got into it.
Control, I had a female, like, power.
That shit, I think that's probably what it is. Shit, bro.
Yeah, like, I get, like,
how does she react shit. Though? Like,
if she into it, she like it.
Like, that shit be the, like, it be like just that, like, that face and just seeing, you can start, right? You can start, like somebody can be like, you know, like, they'd be like, choke a little harder, right? Then they'd be like, you know, like, okay, let go a little bit. That just, like, that doesn't ruin a move for me. Like when I want to get into it, like, if I'm getting, like, I want to get into it, like, and be like, I want to get behind, I want to get somebody, I want to get that Eric Gardner choke.
Too soon.
Oh my god.
Too soon.
No, you did not go there.
A little serial killerish, sir.
I never
judge another man freakiness.
This nigga just said he wanted to pull a whole Manson.
I get choked. I think my dick going limp. I don't know.
Nah, that should make your dick harder if they try to choke. Because the thing is, their hands is so small to try to get around your neck. It's real freaky at that point. Like, yeah. Little bitty cute hands trying to choke me out.
Yeah, I got a big neck, so it don't really.
Yeah, it ain't going. It's just like, wow, she trying, but yeah. That's my dick even harder.
You know, choking. You know, I'm almost hesitant to do it sometimes because I got big hands, so I feel like I'm a linear motherfucker. You know,
yeah, I'm a little scared. You know, like, but,
hey, y'all asked me what I want. That's why I won't.
Ain't nobody shaming. You should choke your spouse.
Go for it.
With her permission.
Always with permission.
Yes. Yeah, of course.
Sometimes taking the pussy ain't bad either, though.
Damn, mm-hmm. Little Pepe Le Pew.
You know, if it's your woman.
If it's your wife. Yeah.
No such thing.
Whoa. What's
your last name? No such thing.
Hey, the views and opinions expressed by Chris does not represent the No Repercussions podcast. That shit is a toxic culture that he just admitted. You can't just take the pussy, man. That is rape.
It's a game. They like it. They know you by.
Oh, boy.
Whoa, you're just going down this rabbit hole deeper. All right, cut his mic. Moving on. Smitty, you still. So besides choking, is there anything else?
No, I think that's the main. I mean, there's other things, like, but some of the things aren't, like, some of the things that I want to try. But I don't necessarily want to, like, it's not something that I'm into, but I want to try it. Like, I want to pee on somebody, like not in the shower. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to, like, but I want you to be in the middle of the floor and just like I want to drink a whole, I want to drink all water all day and hold my pee all day. Just,
I said, do it.
Let it out. Just let it out.
I know boundaries when it comes to sex, man.
Just let it out.
Man, that shit, I felt weird doing that shit.
But that's why I won't do it. Listen, that's why I won't do it with my spouse, like a stranger. Like, that's clearly like I have these things I want to try, and I just will do it with a stranger.
So okay, so Smitty, since you brought that up, and that kind of leads me into further into this topic is, well, how do you approach that subject with your mate? Because obviously this is something that you want to do that makes you happy. How do you approach your mate and say, hey, this is the fantasy I want to play out. I want to go and piss on you. But how do you start that conversation? You know, you go, hey, babe, you know, guess what? I want to try something new. You get this drop cloth and I'm going to stand over you. Like,
no, but see, I don't want to try that with my spouse though.
Why?
Because I feel like this is going to sound horrible. Like this is a double-edged sword, but it's degrading. I don't want to degrade my spouse. Cause I look at you. Nice. Listen.
It is. On any bitch. Yeah,
degrading.
I get you.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you just like it's certain things you it's just be like, okay, that's too home. Far. Like that's too far to go. I don't want to degrade my spouse. Like I don't want to degrade my spouse. Like no matter what, like spitting on her or any of the like if somebody into it, I do it. But I'm not gonna do it to my spouse. Even my spouse is into it. It just for me mentally it. It's the great. It's like I can't do that. I can't. I know you like it.
You might not respect them later.
Exactly. Don't you think you're hiding yourself from your spouse then?
Yes.
But do you think is that worth it? Like, shouldn't you at least explore the option?
Yes.
Sometimes
because like,
but pissing is so small. I mean, if you into that, I mean, you know.
Like you could like if you shower with somebody, you probably peed on their feet or stuff. You like did stuff like that.
That's what I'm saying. I ain't never did that
in my life. I've never done that.
But I mean, I have pissed on some. You know, I did the pissing thing before. And I'm just saying, like if that's what you was into, you should be able to approach that subject with your spouse in a helpful, in a positive manner. And if they say no, then that's one thing. But like hiding it and never getting to live your true self, then isn't that going to come back to harm you in the end or make you want to step out?
Nah, not really. Cause Kim ain't into doing shit with women and I just get a weird look when I bring it up. So it ain't gonna make me want to be like, oh, I'm gonna go fuck some other bitches cause she won't have. Well, before I got married, I did that shit anyway. So it really ain't no big deal to me. But you know, I feel where y'all coming from.
I don't. I mean,
I feel you. Okay, on that
so for your wife, there's nothing you wouldn't do if your wife was into it.
No. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying if I wanted to do something.
I wouldn't have sex with another dude.
Hell no. And I'm not getting pegged either. Fuck that.
I ain't getting that either. That shit look like it's painful.
Yeah, but I mean, to each is his own. I'm not knocking nobody if that's what they into. I'm just not into that shit. But I feel like we can at least have the conversation. Let me have a conversation. She may be like, hey, honey, I want to peg you tonight. And I say,
fuck no.
And that's the conversation, the right? I appreciate you bringing to me your fantasy. I'm going to have to respectfully decline your fantasy because that's not something I'm...
But how do you feel about it? Because it's like, you're going to always know, like, yeah, she want to peg me. You know, is it going to be comfortable after that?
I mean, I wouldn't have an issue. I mean, whether or not that person has that issue, that is true. Like the person that wants to do the act probably still wants to do that act. That didn't change anything, right? So yes, it still probably is the issue out there. I think you still need to have conversations to go down further down the road to discuss that. And maybe you spend $2,500 on a sex doll and they let them live their fantasy out pegging a sex doll. But
it's a waste
of money.
Is it?
We're just trying to happy home. Just find a nigga she can peg one time. I'm cool.
But see, I ain't into that whole cooking thing. So like, I mean,
nah, I don't want to be in the room when it go down. Whatever happened.
Yeah, and so and who's to know that this is gonna stop there, right? Like, so like, you know, you
might not want to open Pandora's box.
But like $2,500 for a sex doll, man, that's just a keep up. That's $2,500 investment into your home, and that's like a stock. That's like buying Dogecoin.
That's a lot of money, man. Dogecoin.
And where you gonna put that bitch at?
Bitch in the closet. It'd be like
you open the closet and you see a whole fucking person in your closet.
Wait. Here go. And the kids discover, like, ooh, big Barbie.
Look, and it's
like there's a whole big ass. I mean, them things be like 6 foot tall.
Yeah, I mean, you can figure it out, man. I got a pretty large, spacious closet in my house.
Ain't that big, dog.
Yeah, it is. No one. I got a lot of closets. They wouldn't find
mine. Ain't yours is my house. I barely got enough room for gym shoes, let alone a whole sex doll.
The gym shoes stick out the closet, so we close the door. They just hit the back of the gym shoe.
Hey, no. That is another whole
damn doll be far out the closet and everything.
Yeah, company that's weird, man. That's like having the fake pussy. That shit got weird after a while, man.
I mean, I enjoy mine. So I'm, you know.
I did. I got way too addicted to that shit, man. It was like, nah, man. got weird, man.
See, I mean, I didn't get addicted to it because it just, it'd be like, after a while, that whole cleanup process after you done make you feel like you did something.
Did you bust in it?
Yeah.
Because I used to bust in mine.
Yeah, I'm not pulling out. For what? I ain't pulled out since 2003. Ain't anybody pulling out now.
That shit got messy after a while, man.
I mean, it does. And it's just like, oh, now you sitting in the bathroom with motherfucking hand towels and goddamn and hot water running through that bitch with silicone.
And you get nervous when she started going anywhere where you didn't hear that
much. Oh, man.
Oh yeah. Shit!
I got that satisfier.
Hey, listen,
with that shit
between me and y'all, and it's probably gonna come out, but I'm gonna tell y'all because this is a funny story. So we moving right now, and we packing up shit, and I wasn't here because obviously I was somebody out doing found something.
Them nut rags.
Not the nut rag. I think my sex toy got packed with the board games. I gotta rush to the new house and unpack everything before my sex toy get picked. It ain't in the spot where I was at. Not like Jesus Christ. What the fuck happened? I don't know if I hid it from myself or it got packed. I'm almost certain it got packed. I'm just going to rush and make sure that my sex toy is removed.
Away what from is this Uno flashlight Park. Doing in here?
Whoever packed it was like, what the fuck is this fucking?
They probably didn't open it. They just probably thought it was one, you know, like some kind of video game.
Like that's
game.
On it too. Ooh, wait. I hope it wasn't your mother-in-law.
It probably was.
Oh
yeah, it's probably one of the people you don't want to know you have.
So I mean,
that's like, this smells funny.
Funny story. Probably should edit this part out, but I'm not, cause fuck it, it's content. But yeah,
might as well.
No, yeah, it's probably, you know. So
I'm sure it ain't the first time, man. I'm pretty sure, you know.
Look, I got like secret hiding spots where I keep olive oil around for my pleasure and needs.
Olive oil
make the skin soft.
Olive oil.
Yeah, man, that's a good.
It's a little drop, huh?
Regular old. Petroleum jelly.
Nah, I use EVOO.
Yeah, that jelly is a little.
That shit dry out too quick.
Yeah,
petroleum jelly.
It's too thick.
Oh no, really? No, I like petroleum jelly.
I got soft hands. I could bear back, honestly.
God damn,
I ain't bear back.
He's saying soft like a lady. Soft like a lady.
That nigga said bear back. Jesus Christ.
He put a little spit on his hand. Done
it. It just feels weird to bear it's, back. It's man. A little rough. I can use my drawers and do it too.
I'm not gonna lie. I don't feel like a rape victim, man, when I bear back it. It just
I like to go to sleep afterwards, so I can't go to sleep with that lotion on my hand.
Wipe it on your drawers.
But the nut.
I don't do that. No, I have a paper towel. I uniformly fold it up because I don't want no.
He a pretty nigga. He gotta do everything pretty.
Hey, and yeah, then I just fold it up. Put it in my drawers and then I go to sleep. And then I go wake up and be like, all right, let me get a little hand sanitizer, throw this shit away, you know.
That's ooh, it? Do hand sanitizer.
That's it? You don't wash your shit? You just go hand sanitizer?
I'm downstairs. When I go upstairs, I'll wash it, but you know, shit.
I don't wash my hand. I just wipe that shit on my leg and go to bed. Fuck it. It's mad. Take a shower in the morning.
Yeah.
You
have a lot of semen stains on your mattress.
You niggas are disgusting.
No, I don't. I really don't nut like that.
Says the nigga that put a tampon in the front of his shit to go to sleep.
Who the fuck did that?
I'm talking about Kenny. That nigga said he folded up the napkin, busting the napkin, and go to sleep. Nigga, that is a tampon.
That's different.
I hope you got the quicker picker upper. I hope you got some bounty in that bitch, because I hope you got them what you call them, the goddamn them catcher four times the catcher.
Look, you got to get like eight pieces of shit and fold it up in a certain way. But you know how you nut afterwards, like a little bit come out. You know, I don't like getting that shit in my drawers. So you know, I'm like, let me
pretty nigga. That's pretty. That shit. Pretty.
That is, man.
Pretty nigga problems. Let me tell you.
If I get nut in my drawers, dog, I am going to take a shower right then and there. I'd be like,
let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
And I'm like,
let me tell you something, Keeney. You too fucking old to be fucking. To be fucking scared of your own nut, nigga. Like that's right? fucking stupid.
I don't want my nut.
That's a waste of time.
That is a lot of effort.
Dude, I don't want my nut.
Like the kids even know. Listen, he got a kid. He got a kid. Oh, daddy about to do his special thing. He folding a napkin.
Yeah, that's putting a lot of thought into it.
I mean,
I've been doing it for years, bro.
What a kid, like, why is this folded napkin right here?
Hey, that shit just
a folded napkin fell out your shorts.
That shit that's fucked up. That's what I'm saying. Then they got a whole maxi pad that fell out, man. That's fucked up, bro. And this nigga been doing it so long, that shit muscle memory. He probably don't even be recognized.
I get nut on my hand. I'm like, oh, now I gotta go upstairs. Let me wash my hands. Now let me get this shit. Like, I can't. No,
otherwise you just wiping on your drawers.
No.
Okay, listen. Listen. He a fucking pretty nigga. Pretty niggas do all kind of shit pretty.
Hey, it is what it is.
That nigga
He probably got a rag at the eating pussy too. Like, ooh, let me wash my face off. I can't be.
The pussy is different though. Like, you know, squirt, come all that.
Whatever.
I go to sleep,
pretty nigga.
Pretty nigga. I go to sleep.
Listen, y'all
beard is a cum catcher.
Y'all motherfucking nasty. Wow. So let me move into my next topic because it's similar, and that is since. And Smitty brought up to the point because everybody brought up to the point that they got things that they will and won't do with their significant other. How do you keep up the spice in the bedroom when it comes to sexual activities or just even, you know, making sure everybody's fantasies live when you got boundaries? So I want to know, how do you keep up the spice in the bedroom? Since we talked about boundaries, what do we do to improve our life in the bedroom? And so I'm going to start off with King Keys. You go.
Well, I mean, I feel like if you're with someone, you got to have that sexual chemistry. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be natural. I've always felt like when you had that chemistry, the sex is always going to be great. It may become a little bit more routine. And that's, you know, the issue a lot of times. You don't want to get stuck into a routine. So that's when you got to introduce, you know, something a little different, you know. But I feel like as long as we got chemistry, we all going to, you know, bust that good nut. Some days it's going to be a little quicker than others. And then that good day when we had rest at the end of work week, we're going to go in for 30, 45 minutes and get it in, you know. But I just feel like, you know, just pushing on the table, you know, being open and trying different shit, you know, pulling a porn, you know, go on a porn site, hit a random porn and, you know, see if y'all could act some out and just go outside the box a little bit and see, you know, where y'all comfortable at. Bring some toys in it. Them toys are great. You know, Pink Cherry. Check that site out. You know, I'm all on there. You know, just do different shit though.
Shout out to Lake. She's selling toys.
Hit that rose. I forgot. Hit that rose. That rose will turn them out.
The squirrel or something else she was selling. So hit up Lake. Every time Keenan talk, that thing is making me feel like I don't never want to sit down in his house again.
I sat on that sofa. How you think I feel,
bro?
No, actually, let me tell you something. In the sofa, I think Keenan like a bedroom fucker. He ain't fucking on the sofa.
I've done it. I fucked on that before, but it's just like no. Like if you go and see my home, dog, and you look at my bed, like dog. Everybody that walk in that bed, like my homies, I'd be like, yeah, come and see this shit, bro. They look and they be like, yeah, you fucking in this bed, like dog. I'm a bed fuck, dog. Lights low, lights off, nigga. It gotta be some passion going on, you know. I've always been like that, even when I was a hoe, you know.
Pretty nigga problems.
Pretty nigga problems. Hey,
this episode is called Pretty Nigga Problems.
There you go.
Pretty nigga problems that you don't want. So I was about to say something about the sofa, but now that you fucked on the sofa, I can't say what I wanted to say.
I mean, I was about to say, like, so, okay. So, Smitty, what about you? What do you do to keep up the spice in the bedroom?
I think it's a communication thing, right? Like, it's very much a communication. And like Kenya said, and Chris is going to say, is you got to try new things, and you got to be willing to try those things, right? Sometimes it's not necessarily being outside your comfort zone. It's just trying new things, right? Like buy a swing, you know, buy a toy, you know, buy some breathable underwear so it's just open, you know?
What?
Breathable underwear. You know,
breathable.
You know, sometimes like your underwear be a little too tight. A little too tight.
That's not freaky. That's
just, gonna have. Yeah, that's therapeutic.
But sometimes, listen, that air. Listen, I know we all been there where the air hit it right, just the right way. You're like, ooh.
But I mean, you know, I got some mesh draws. Yeah.
Wear them on a daily though.
Yeah, but they're like, I'm just, you know, that's that cooling technology from Hanes, you know.
It keeps you know, when you're a big nigga, it keeps your eyes dry.
Yeah, yeah. Stop chafing.
How's that freaky for you, bro?
Kind of weird ass shit. Damn.
But no, I think it's key. The key is communicating, like just seeing what, like, because you got to know, like, it ain't about like saying, I'm going to give you all your fantasies, but like, okay, let's walk through your fantasies. Oh, you want to try this? Okay, I can get with that. Oh, you want to back to your statement. You want to try pegging? Yeah, that's too far. That's not something I'm going to be into. You know what I'm saying? But there's different things you could do to make sure you say, you know, say arousal. Look at different toy sites. Like, keep, you know, do it together. You know, like Keenan said, act out things in a porn. I love what Chris said a couple episodes ago about him and his wife. Like, he picked his wife up. You know what I'm saying? You know, do role play. You know, role play is good. You know, like, I think when you get to a point where you can role play, you really get comfortable in your relationship and things like that, because that, you know, that takes some time and some, you know, dedication.
Okay, thank you, Smitty. Mr. K, what about you? How do you keep the spice in the bedroom?
It's all about communication. You got to make sure you have a good communication, because don't have communication and then all of a sudden try to spring something on and be like, hey, we haven't been communicating, so let's start talking now and let's talk about some music. And because then they're not gonna be comfortable talking to you about it.
Okay.
And just be straightforward. Don't try to work around it. Don't try to play mind games. They're gonna figure it out, and then it's just gonna be a huge problem. But communication is the biggest thing. Talk it out. A lot of times, ask what they want to do, and then you can work it so that you can get both of you guys will be happy. You wind up figuring out what you both want to do, and you wind up finding out that both of you guys like exactly the same thing. I mean, you guys are a perfect match. You know, when you're married, you're a perfect match. You just got to find what things will work for you, not necessarily compromise, but just finding out what is best, what works is communication.
Excellent advice.
Thank you, sir. That was about time we brought some
maturity
to the show.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And because we definitely about to get it now. Hey, Chris, what about you? How do you keep up spice in the bedroom?
And you know what? We've been married so long, man. So you gotta take it to that next level, man. Like,
yeah, you like you just you hit her so, in the back of the head with a shovel and just take it, huh?
Nah, not necessarily that, but you know, we gotta understand it, man. We just been married for so long. It's like, well, it's time to get nasty. It's all bets off. You know, we got certain things that we know either one of us are totally not into, but when we into what we into, you know, it ain't no, you know.
Y'all know each other. Y'all know phases.
We've been married almost 20 years, man. We've been through just about every phase you can go through, except like adding the new person into the bedroom, which we not really with that. Well, my wife's not with that. So if she's not with it, I'm not with it. Obviously, but hey, you know,
he's not with that. So,
I ain't know we had Mariano Rivera on the phone with that save. That motherfucker pulled that save out his ass, didn't he? He covered that shit up quick. You on mute, Chris. Yeah, he was talking too much.
Old
shit.
People in technology.
No, he didn't talk too much shit.
No, somebody muted me. You mute me?
You muted
your
you.
Wife did.
Yeah, your wife
did. She upstairs in the shower. So it's just really just about being, just try to be as nasty as you can, man. That's all I can say. The nastier, the more freakier it gets, man. You know, if y'all ain't went through the stage with the oil, I suggest it. You know, the oil stage is fun.
Oil like what?
Oil.
Like just skewed a bunch of oil all over. And then before you have sex, just slide your bodies up on each other. That's shit.
So you know what I've been wanting to do, but with the kids, I can't do it. But I have a shower curtain in our drawer, and mm-hmm. I have some baby oil, and I want to put the shower curtain smooth side up on a bed, you know, so you don't make a mess. And then, you know, baby oil, get on there and get it in. But, you know, I may have to try that. I may warm it up, too.
Yeah, it's nice warmed up. And then what you do is you put that baby oil on there. See, y'all got kids, so you want to make sure you lock the door, because you don't want to explain. You know, that could be a lot of therapy for somebody.
Walk in and be like, whoa, y'all up. Ain't just fucking y'all.
Right,
y'all ain't just some wild level. Shit. Both of y'all niggas on this bitch looking like some fried chicken. What is y'all doing?
Hey, man. You got to keep. If you've been married as long as me, you got to keep that shit freaky, bro. So it ain't much we ain't done this, you know, like extra nasty.
Okay. All right. Well, I appreciate that. And then for my little final touch is I mean, I agree with everybody. I think communication is the key. I think you should be vocal as a person that want to experience something, to try to experience something, and have that open, honest conversation with your significant other and your spouse to, you know, allow your needs to be at least heard. Maybe they're not met, or maybe y'all can meet on a common ground as to what that is. But definitely keep the conversation, have the conversation, have talks, keep expressing the things and desires you may have. I also think bringing in toys into the bedroom, it would definitely help spice it up. I mean, sometimes you get that extra foreplay in and that might take it to a next level, right? Some people might even suggest drugs, right? Like, I mean, shit, you know, drugs might help it. Herpes. Nah, we're not promoting drugs on this show, but I mean, you might have experience, mood alternating experiences, you know, that help bring it up. So, if you know, bring out to the thing. Go ahead,
Keith. I may.
Herkies.
Okay, so when you talk about that, like back in my wild days, when I was a much younger man, ecstasy, oh my God, look here. Ecstasy gonna make you fuck about 3-4 hours straight, and I bust a nut, you fuck with a girl that got on some, that's on that ecstasy. Oh my God, let me tell you.
I don't think we should be promoting that. I don't think we should be talking about that.
That's how ecstasy make you feel. You'd be like,
everything. You be making love to a stranger. Like, damn,
look,
got a connection.
Somebody hear this podcast, and next thing you know, this is what we in the news. I listen to Fuck Your Feelings. No Repercussion podcast.
Who? Fuck Your Feelings, huh?
Huh?
I don't know.
I was on the page yesterday. I'm sorry.
Might be going.
No Repercussion podcast, and they told me to do ecstasy because I wanted to fuck for 3 hours, and you know, like it's gonna be like that Viagra commercial. Like,
so let me put this out.
Stop fucking.
Disclaimer:
put some coke on your dick and have it snorted off.
We're not saying to do any drugs. We're just saying things that we have gone through, but you should not be doing this. But one of my kids was made off of ecstasy. Me and a mama, so I'm gonna say it was very good. Okay. 3-4 hours. Okay. Woo!
Ever snort a perk off your dick?
You want to backwash some lean into your mouth too?
Hey, you used to do that too.
Yeah.
Telling you to do drugs, but I've experienced them all, baby.
I've done some oxy and got some pussy.
That shit make your dick hard because you can't feel shit.
Woo, you be gone.
Try that with a blunt and some lean.
You be fucking an autopilot. Just like you, like, damn, I am fucking the shit out of her. I have all the energy.
I wish you
could do this shit for 2 hours. I do shit for 2 hours. Yeah, yeah, hitting ovaries. Yeah,
for all the people out there, I can't wait till this is released.
Lean sex. It ain't nothing like lean sex, but getting off lean is a horrible experience, and I can share that with y'all one time on another episode if you like.
Yeah, we're going to come back to the episode, the drugs we did, and how we kick our habits, you know. Ooh, next time on Sally Jesse Raphael, right?
That lean was hard to get off of, baby.
Okay, so thank y'all for this one. We're going to move on to the next topic because you motherfuckers is wild. I can't wait till this video come out because that whole dancing between you two. Like y'all was in a fucking EDM rave. That shit. You niggas is wild. So, all right, moving on to a more serious topic. And that's for our Word from the People segment today. We want to discuss, do you believe there is tension between races? And what are some of the steps that you would like to see policy influencers make to help alleviate those tensions? So I'm going to start off with Smitty. So Smitty, do you believe there is tension between races? That's the first part. And what are some of the steps that you would like to see policy influencers make to help alleviate those tensions?
Yes, I definitely think there's tension between races. I think it's more so that when races that are grouped as minorities trying to get a foothold into something that the majority has and we affect their privilege, that causes the tension, right? Where, you know, if I'm doing something that's, I'm trying to get my kid a better education and I move into a great neighborhood that happens to be all white, or I send my kids to an all private school and it happens to be majority white, there's always some tension, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, what did you do to get here? You know, like, or whatever it is, right? It's always a little bit of tension between us and them. And we need to, we need to recognize that. I think what I would like to see policy influencers do is first recognize that there is said privilege, right? Where, hey, white people, here, we're going to call your shit out. These are the privileges you benefit from for just being white. You don't get pulled. You get pulled over by the cops and you cuss them out. No consequences. You immediately, you automatically get better treatment in a hospital just because you're white. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's just these things that we need to first call it out. You know what I'm saying? It's like AA, right? Like, you got to admit that you're an alcoholic first before you can change. And so the privilege has to be first recognized and admitted to before there can be changes. And I think that policy influencers can really open that up and call that shit out and start to make that change. Some of the things that you could do for like laws and things like that, you're gonna have to do things like affirmative action programs that counteracts privilege, right? You're gonna have to give a person privilege. You're gonna have to legally give them privilege in order to kind of break down some of those barriers that they have, you know, where I'm gonna give you an example, right? If the cops could not pull their guns on black people, how much leverage would that give us, right? Like, that would start to, like, we could start talking back to cops, you know, we could start, like, just the kind of things that gives us a different kind of approach, right? Where I'm not saying that's not a law that I'm proposing. I would love to see that, but that's not gonna happen. But it would just give us more freedom. I wouldn't know when I got pulled over that the police could not pull their gun on me, right? Not saying that that there's not cases where they need to, but I'm just saying that I would feel more comfortable knowing that that's against the law. And if you pull my gun, you're going to jail, right? Like, there's just certain things about counteracting that privilege and making people see the harm that they're doing is very important. And I just think that you need to call it out, and then policy influencers need to start to give the minority privilege that the majority see until we can counteract the privilege of the majority.
Thank you. Eloquently put. King Keys, I'm gonna go to you.
Okay. I do think there are tensions between minorities and whites, and in particular right now, blacks and whites. As far as policies, I mean, I think policies should be put in place to hinder some of that type of behavior. But I look at it from a broad standpoint, and I feel like you have to change the hearts of these people that are in place, because, you know, a policy could be put in place, but if you got people who are not enforcing it or are not following it, or they're finding loopholes around it, it's still just a problem, you know? And I feel like you got to get to the heart of people. And that's when I think that behavior changed.
Okay. Thank you, sir. King, Mr. K, what's your thoughts?
I definitely feel like there is tension between races. Sort of what Smitty was saying, I think, like you said, the first step is admitting there's a problem. I think one of those things is for the policy holders that is a part of that tension, they're the ones that need to admit it. Because we've been saying it forever and ever and ever. And what is the one thing that always, as history repeats itself, as much as they pass these laws and all this stuff, they never admit. How many policy holders are actually going to say, well, yeah, we had to eliminate Jim Crow because it was bad, and we were wrong for all that? They just said, well, we had to eliminate Jim Crow because it was unequal to people of minorities. But they never admitted that, hey, it was a wrong thing to do. It was the wrong thing. People weren't considered equal. I think the biggest thing is to break that cycle is admitting that there's a problem, but not just coming from the people that have been oppressed, but from the people that are oppressing the ones that are experiencing that. As far as other policies, I don't really know. I mean, I kind of don't really have faith in much as policy, just because, like I said, they don't really admit that there's a problem. They don't admit that it's actually happened. I think they're just doing it just to shut us up, and not just us, but shutting minorities up, or shutting up those who they are at present, and just making them happy. And you say, all right, well, we'll just move on to the next thing that happens. And when it keeps on happening over and over again, they'll finally whine about it. And then we'll just do something, just shut them up again.
Thank you. Thank you. And Chris, what about you? Do you believe there are tensions between races? And what are some steps that you would like to see from policy influencers to help change those tensions?
Well, yeah. I mean, you can go somewhere now and it feel more tense than when I used to hang out with white folks all the time 10, 15 years ago, where I didn't even think about it. Like, oh, I'm hanging with my white homeboys and I'm comfortable. Nah, I don't feel the same way. I feel like, damn, man, if I'm hanging with a bunch of white folks, depending on the white folks, you know, you got your cool white folks and then you got your ones, you know, they on some bullshit. Me personally, I would like to see us go back to being segregated from white folks, like have our own land. Like if they was to give us our own land away from them, I think we would thrive. I think we'll build our own fucking, to say Wakanda, man, because the most of the shit that America thrives on was created by us. And they don't want to ever give us like our true props, and they'll never will. So I think I'd be bullshitting, but I treat them motherfuckers like they treat us. Man, I got white folks I fuck with. I got white folks I don't. And I show that shit just like with any of the other races, man. I just build my own world because I don't live in the world that most white America live in. None of us do, because white America think everything is all okay. And that's why they'll never admit that shit. You know, they'll never admit their wrongs. They're willing to give Jews money for the Nazi shit. They willing to do all that shit, but they won't recognize their own stain. And that's why I would like to go back to being segregated as fuck from these motherfuckers. Dude, look at when we had our own, when we were separate from them. We had our own towns. And they destroyed it because they couldn't have it. It's like, we the original people, not these white folks, man. Not this shit they want you to believe. But yeah, I can go on and on. I'm sorry, bro. That shit. And I'm racist to most people, so.
Nah,
I'm just hella pro-black.
Nah, I mean, you know, that we need that perspective and that insight from different people. That's kind of what this platform is to have individuals express their feelings and their true heart as to what they see the world as, being from their eyes, and that's how you see the world. Smitty, you was about to say something
about unless you buy Ferrer Bueller's house, though, then you make it.
Who bought Ferris Bueller house? Are you trying to say my house is Ferris Bueller house? Let me go somewhere.
Yeah, motherfucker. Yeah, motherfucker. Listen, that motherfucker got a curved driveway.
Hey,
it's
listen.
Nice. It is nice.
I always wanted one of those.
Listen.
Yeah.
Even if you in the Benz, you still a nigga in the coupe.
I don't know, man. But sometimes I get much respect from white people when I get out of Benz, bro. Treat mm-hmm. totally different. Yeah,
Wait. They don't know who they really fucking with though. When they get out of that Benz, they prejudge you, right? Oh, yeah. He cool. He got money. He got money.
I've been told that before, bro. I've had white people that I work with be like, Chris, you're not like those guys. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? That shit is offensive and shit. But I got it though, because I'm not like, I make sure I'm not, but I am. That's the good thing about being able to play both sides. You know?
I had somebody tell me that when I was in Livonia. It was like, you not like the usual blacks across Telegraph.
Like,
I
really
was just thinking, like, I should fuck you up, but whatever.
I should turn into one of them black guys.
You feel me?
Yeah.
I get that shit all the time. I get that shit all the time. Like when I tell people I'm from Detroit, like I literally play, like I tell people immediately, like people like, wait, from Detroit? Like I don't have no shame in the game, right? People like, they're like, you're not the typical Detroiter. You're not the typical people that come out of Detroit. Like, what's
they think you're a killer. They think you're a killer, bro. Seriously, when I went to fam for my first year and I told people I was from Detroit, man, I don't know what they think Detroit is, but man, it ain't what's in their mind. I'm like, no, I have not seen a nigga get shot. I haven't. I don't want to. But people think when you from Detroit, nigga, you done seen somebody get killed. You did
all
it.
All kind of shit.
The perception of us is horrible, bro.
And what's funny is, like, I had to go to Nashville to get shot.
Yeah, right. You left Detroit and got shot.
Right. Damn, I forgot all about that shit.
Yeah. But we ain't going to talk about that shit because, you know, that was anyway. I'm glad you safe. How about that? But let me, okay, let me, going back to this, let me ask y'all this. So two parts, and that is there a tension between not just, and I think, Chris, you mentioned it, not just between white folks, because obviously we see that dynamic between white and black, but then between black and other races. Do you think there's tension between those other races? And this is open for everybody.
Yeah, because they think they better than us because they ain't black. I deal with a lot of Arabs. Them motherfuckers free. Excuse me, home. I deal with a lot of Arabs, and them motherfuckers treat black women sometimes like they ain't shit. Even though they don't really fuck with their own women, but I see how they talk to the black cashier compared to the way they talk to the white cashier at work. And then I even see how the difference they try to do me to the white, my white counterparts. Now, it's just other races. I even know Mexican to put themselves as whites and not what they truly are. So it's to in the world mind, it's okay. It's right to be white.
My thing is, when did the questions become like other than now? You got to answer that third question: Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Yeah, yeah.
Like what? What
did they become that on the coronavirus application?
Like I'm just, you know, like it's just. It's always them over us, right? Like I remember I worked at Target, and this white guy was, this girl had something happen to her, and the guy called her somebody at the register called her stupid, right? And he was like, so the white guy told the other white girl, like, at least he didn't call you black. I said, what does that mean? Like, it's that bad. You rather be called stupid than be called black.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like no matter what we do, it don't matter what race. Every race get it before us. We never make it. Like, people are like, black people do very well. I said, no, y'all got a misperception. There's a few pepper among a bunch of salt. Right. And then there's a couple other, now there's a lot of other spice in there, right? But it ain't a lot of blood, it ain't a lot of pepper up there. Like, people don't use that, they don't fuck with that pepper, but they definitely fuck with that. They fuck with them other races, like Indians, Asians. I made a joke. I said, I am one of my coworkers. I said, how are all the Indians making into leadership? And our company, right? I said, is it because they got straight hair? Because their skin is just as dark as ours. It has nothing to do with the skin. You know what I'm saying? Like, the only thing that's different is they got straight hair.
They get that opportunity because they go to school with a lot of white folks. You know, them, like, Indian cats, they go to, like, the Michigans and the Ivy League schools. So they hobnobbing with them white folks that matter. Mm-hmm. It's crazy, man. It is truly crazy how this world looks at us, bro.
Now, I mean,
we entertainers to these niggas, man. They don't even, when it comes to having a brilliant mind, they don't even look at us like that.
No, I mean, we see that constant conversation. You know, it just happened weeks ago when, in regards to, you know, the combine coming up with the, I forget the black quarterback name, but they, you know, they came up and it was like, oh, he, you Justin know, Fields. Yeah, Justin Fields. And now he's dropping because they're like, oh, he just don't have the aptitude to be a quarterback or high in the NFL. And it's just like, come on, bro, this man was killing it all throughout college, and now all of a sudden he don't have that aptitude, right? With the same people you're going to draft higher than him to play another position that he was giving the ball to. It's always that. Like, we always entertainers. We're still on the books as not really even being fully human. Like, we don't have human rights, you know, in the Constitution for America. We have an amendment to say, hey, it's unjust to treat these people this way, but it's still not in the rights to say all people are created equal. It's not. You know, that was never written for us and it's never meant to be for us. Right. So you still had that issue. And as far as for me, you know, when it comes to the other races, you know, it's sad to me that other minorities and races that we have an issue, you know, that we have tension here in Chicago. I constantly see the tension between Latinx and African Americans. It's a tension. Like, we coalesce, we get along with each other. But, you know, when that civil unrest happened last year in Chicago, the Latinx was trying to keep black people out of the community or jumping, you know, black people and vice versa. Right. Because they thought there was black people was looting in that area, not knowing it was mostly white people that was coming looting and fucking up shit. So it's just like, I think it would benefit us as a whole, as a society, if we could come together as minorities. But I think you know, T'Angelo said a few weeks ago, you know, when we were talking about, you know, black people in Hollywood and us putting the credibility into theirs versus our own kind of thing. And I think, Chris, you got it right. I think we need to start creating our own. We need to stop asking for something that's never going to happen, essentially, and just start building our own wealth and building our own power. And with that will come the respect, or at least at that point, garner, have us a bargaining chip at the table to say, hey, we need to start brokering for this, or X, Y, and Z is going to happen. And again, I keep mentioning this, but I appreciate what the newer generation is doing and how they're out there talking about injustice and talking about, you know, equal rights and equality. I appreciate that. And I think that fight needs to keep going on as well as older cats continue to, you know, build that wealth, build that power, build that stability for them to be that, you know, to keep them as a launching pad for better change going in the future. So with that said, go ahead. Yep.
I also would like us to stop clinging to these fucking politicians. Fuck Democrat, fuck Republican. We need to have someone that cares about us as a community at this point, because that's another thing. We'll never get it, because you know what? Everybody loves Joe Biden, but Joe Biden really ain't at the ticket. And everybody loved Trump, and Trump really wasn't the ticket for us either. We got to just find it. If we are going to play this political shit to help us, we need somebody that's a real candidate for us, like a legit us candidate. But I know that probably will never happen either, but that's what we need to see any type of fairness in this world. We need somebody that's totally for us. And it don't necessarily gotta be a black person. It just needs somebody to have us actually in their minds. Because I don't know. It's crazy. But they also put the poor against us, the rich too. So that's another way to keeping people down, because most of us are poor in comparison to they rich. So they keep a divide. The media is good at that shit too.
Go ahead, Smitty.
I was praising him. I'm poor too. Oh, like,
yeah. Well, I mean, and that's the thing, right? Like, they put poor against poor to keep the rich at the top and keep us fighting over crumbs. And that, like Smitty said,
that's what that, you know, capital gain tax is about.
Well, like Smitty said, with, you know, the experience he had with the young lady, you know, where he used to work, you know, a while back. I'd rather be stupid than black, because that's how bad black is. Black is the lowest rung in this society, right? Like, to be black means to be almost essentially nothingness and to be treated like nothingness, right? So
just like that lady, she did that poll. You remember she was on an Oprah show and she asked all the people in the audience, she said, how many people would like to be black?
Jane Elliott.
And nobody raised their hand.
Wow.
And she said, and y'all sit here and y'all know what's going on. That's the reason why y'all don't want to be black. That is how bad it is. Like, there's never been, like, except for that one lady that was white that portrayed her as being black. There's never really been any, like, people's like, oh, I want to be black, right? Like, people say stuff like, oh, I would love to have your skin tone. I would love to have your skin tone. No, you don't. That's what you tan just enough so you not, you know, you, that's what you like, so you don't burn. But you don't really want to have my skin tone, because you know you don't want to come with it. Right.
This is true.
It don't matter what black you are. We all have this hardship. You know what I'm saying? Because
No, I'm saying all of us had this hardship. Yeah.
What's really interesting is even the kids that are adopted by white families that go to white majority schools that we used to say, oh, you act white, right? They get it too. Like, they get missed, you know, when they hit the world outside their microcosm, they hit the world, that shit become real. Like, that guy driving that Mercedes-Benz truck get pulled over by the police. The police got guns driving on the other. Are you a drug dealer or something? Like, who is Mr. Charles, right? Like, that's my dad. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit happens. Like, once you leave your microcosm, race become real. Like, some people think that, like the black kid that's in the white family, you know, he got white siblings and everything and everybody's all hunky dory, but as soon as he leaves that nest, he become black.
Yep, this is true. And it's like I said, I, it, it's difficult to see, but I think the one of the things that hold us back is that we keep clinging to the what could be, what should be, how we were wrong, and I think moving forward is need to be what we need to do to rectify this and stop. You know, I mean, yes, obviously reparations is owed to us. Reparations is required. But, you know, with that said, I think we need to focus on how do we build that power dynamic, and to move towards what Chris says, and with the, they don't have to be black, they don't have to be white, but we need to, as a force, to make them ride for us and have our agenda at the forefront of what their policies are going to be and hold them to it. And I appreciate for what what we did as a community to put Joe Biden in office, but also having us to call Joe Biden and be like, hey, you said you were going to do this. You ain't did this shit. Where the fuck is it at?
Yeah, he said, call that nigga now then.
Well, I mean, you know, let's see if the black people get on. Let's see if
call them to the carpet. Call them to the carpet.
Call them to the carpet. Like we did it. I know we did it once to talk about some other shit. So, hey, we need to continue to do that. Hey, Mr. President, we put you here. You said we put you here. Shit was going to change. Where's the shit changing at? Because right now it still seems very fucked up. It's feeling reminiscent of the past 4 years. Right. So where is that change coming? And I think us as a community continue to be in tight and growing and being having power in numbers and economic, because at the end of the day, all this stuff is boiling down to green, and we need to continue to realize that we are the biggest spenders, and we're biggest drivers of the economy, and we need to start either bringing that wealth to our communities and holding that wealth as a leverage tool to get things done for our agenda. So with that being said, thank you everybody for being on the show. Thank you, King Keys, Mr. K, Chris, Smitty. Thank y'all for holding it down for the last few weeks and making this thing possible again. Go ahead, King Keys, give them your spiel.
Hey, what up, though? Sky Edibles. Go ahead, Facebook, IG, follow us, Sky_Edibles. Check out everything we got going on. We got that Louisiana Crunch Cake going hard. Just did the Nerds Gummy Bites. So those are going to be popping. Let me tell you, I'm still high for one. I had one last night. They're going real good. Gummies on deck. Hard candy's going to be coming next week. Go ahead. Mention no repercussions. You're going to get 10% off your order. Remember, you get free delivery on all your orders over 50. I mean, you can't beat it. Everybody else charging a tax for it. So go ahead, hit us up. Message either Facebook, IG, Sky_Edibles, put in your order.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Keys. Mr. K. Like, I'm tired. Right. Mr. K. Go ahead. Give it up.
Sure. The Valid Clothing Store, validclothingstore.com, and also on IG and Facebook. Look for your latest apparel for your spring. The site is always changing, so definitely look. Always new stuff on there. He's got phone cases on there now. Also your face mask. Also got water bottles, all that type of stuff. Take a look at it. It's always changing. What is Valid Clothing Store? Is bravery at its finest. Check it out. IG, Facebook, validclothingstore.com.
Thank you, sir. Crisco, what's up?
I just like to tell people to invest. If you're not investing, learn how. It's simple nowadays. Invest. Even if it's just buying gold, invest. Leave a legacy. Leave something behind for your people.
Thank you, sir. And then, Smitty, go ahead and finish this up.
You can reach out to us on Instagram at @no_repercussions. Twitter, @NRepercussions. Facebook, Brunson. Smitty.1 on Facebook, and then our YouTube is No Repercussions Podcast. So please hit it up, and then our email is No Repercussions Podcast @gmail for all your questions or comments. Anything you would like to see, any topics, please hit us up there. We're checking in every day.
Thank you, Smitty. So, again, thank you guys for being a part of the show, coming out. Thank y'all for y'all support. You know, I know we've been down last week, but we're getting back to it. So, check out the new episodes. Like Smitty said, hit us up, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, email us. We'd love to hear from y'all. And as always, stay listening to the show and stay supporting. And we love y'all. Peace.